How does a new fiction writer with a full-time job build a platform, brand, following, and income from her writing? The options, opinions, and advice are overwhelming. Join Shoshana Simpson, that's me, as I learn how to navigate the writing world to become a thriving writerpreneur. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at the highlights, lowlights, and everything in between to give you a real-time view of what it takes to be a profitable writer. Welcome to the Writing in Color Podcast. Hey there, writers. If you are listening to this on the day it goes up on Wednesdays, I would like to tell you that I'm probably stuffing my face with so many croissants right now in Paris that I can barely breathe. I'm so excited. And before I get started with this episode, I wanted to ask, if you enjoy this podcast, could you please consider supporting the show by rating and reviewing the podcast on iTunes? It helps people decide if they want to listen to the show or not. Also, if you wouldn't mind sharing the podcast with your writer friends, that would help spread the word as well. And finally, you can further support the show by donating as little as 99 cents a month to help the show continue to improve. Doing any or all three would mean the world to me. And I thank those who have already commented, shared, and supported. I really appreciate your support, and I really appreciate you listening to the show. Now, on to the episode. So in the beginning of the month, I declared my intention to write a novel during NaNoWriMo. And during this month of October, I was going to prepare by writing an outline, do character profiles, a setting, and maybe a plot or two. Well, that didn't happen. I was able to carve out an hour to start writing down some thoughts on the book and had stellar aspirations to do more, but all of a sudden, it didn't happen. I can't decide if I overextended myself or I really didn't plan enough, and I'm leaning towards both. This month, I jumped on two storytelling opportunities, a voice acting gig, and other things that just didn't lend itself to prepping for the novel. At first, I felt really guilty because I truly couldn't see how I was going to get all this done before I left for Paris. And I confessed this to my writing coach, and she asked me, "What if you didn't participate in this Preptober madness?" And my answer is, I feel so much less pressure. Really, the only reason I was doing it was because all the YouTubers, the author tubers that I follow are doing it. So I thought, this is what you're supposed to do. But I really wasn't sure what I was supposed to do or how I was supposed to do it or even if I really wanted to do it. So instead, I have a general idea of where I want to start the story. And I think I know how it's going to end at this moment. I'm not sure, but that's what I'm going with in my brain. And I'm just going to pants my way through the book and see what the heck happens. And in case you're not aware of the term pantsing, it's when you write with no outline, no clue of how the story is going to go. You just write by the seat of your pants. And I thought I was a plotter, but in this case, trying to come up with the plot and everything else in the book is stopping me from actually doing anything. So I decided not to even try to do any of it. And I'm going to learn about the story as I'm typing it. I'm actually really excited to see how this is going to turn out because I have no idea. But I'm also not going to start to write until I return from Paris. I don't want to stress myself out on vacation because I haven't met my word count. So screw that. There are 5 Wednesdays in this month, and I've decided that you're going to get a bonus story. Yay! So this is a recording of a live performance of a story that I recently told at Prosa Pi. So you're going to hear some background noise. I recorded it on my phone. So it'll be as if you were in the audience as I'm telling it. Aren't you excited? I know you are. I don't really have a title for this. So for now, I'll just call it Flying Object. Happy Halloween.
Welcome to the second half of October 20th, Prose of Pi, on the theme Ain't Afraid of No. I'm going to bring up our next featured storyteller, and then we'll have a few open mic stories. Our next featured storyteller, Shoshana Simpson, has been a diehard Pop fan since the early days. She's crossed the state lines from her home state of Connecticut to come here many times. We're very impressed. She's a 2-time award-winning writer and a storyteller. She hosts the Writing in Color podcast. It's an amazing podcast, giving you her true beliefs and her, showing you her journey as a writer. It's great. You should check it out. Shoshana's been featured on The States We Made at Caveat in the City, and the upcoming True Stories Told Live in Norwalk, Connecticut. And she's been starting to appear in many venues. So please welcome Shoshana Simpson.
One night, Friday of March 2014, I was sitting at home on the couch eating a sausage pizza while watching the second season of House of Cards. When I noticed something flying on the side of my face, I just swatted it away. I'd been in the apartment for a couple of months, and before I moved there, I didn't know that every insect that ever came out of my town originated from that apartment. I've woken up to millipedes, centipedes, carpenter bees, insects, I don't know what they are, and one time, a plethora of baby spiders all over my windowsill. Right? I was late for work that day. So when I noticed something flying on the side of my face, I just swatted away. Until it flew across the ceiling. I screamed and ran into the bathroom and slammed the door shut. And I immediately realized my mistake. It's dark in the bathroom. I don't know how that bird got in there. I don't know if I locked myself in more of them and the light switches on the other side of the door. So I quickly changed locations and ran to my bedroom, slammed the door, and leaned up against it. Whew, oh my God. How did that bird get in there? There are no open vents, no open windows. I mean, it's March, it's cold. I had no idea how it got in there, but I knew I had to get it out. So I devised a plan. I was going to open the front door and let the bird see the light and go out to the hallway and become somebody else's problem. So now my plan's ready. All right, 3, 2, 1. I swing open the door, I run to the front door, open it up, and I cower a little bit, waiting for the bird to fly out into the light. It flies over me. I notice it's small, it's brown, there are fangs. Oh my God, that was not a bird, it's a bat. That's when I run out into the light and I become my neighbor's problem. So I knock on the door and I'm like, hi, I have a bat in my apartment. Any suggestions? And bless his heart, he came over with tennis rackets in each hand. We searched the bedroom, the bathroom, the living room, the kitchen, no bat. But I was not convinced it was gone. So I asked him to stay in the living room while I grabbed my shoes, my coat, my keys, and I went to my mom's house. The next morning when I got up, I called the bat specialist. And he informed me that he could not help me during the day because, you know, bats are night creatures and they crawl into little crevices during the day. So I was going to have to voluntarily go back into that apartment and wait for it to pop up and then he could help me. I was not a fan of this plan. I spent the most of Saturday outside of my apartment. But when night fell, I decided, you know what, I'm an adult. I need to go back in here. I can do this. So I went back into my apartment, and I called my best friend, so she stayed up while I was doing bat watch. By 11:30, I was exhausted. I just couldn't stay up anymore. So I went back to my mama's house. Because the bat specialist said that he did not think it would be a good idea for me to spend the night there. And I'm the type of girl who does what she's told when it suits me. Sunday morning, I got up and I was furious that I had wasted a perfectly good Saturday being terrified of this bat. So you know what? I'm an adult. I'm going back into that apartment. So I went in that apartment and I carried on like it was a regular day. I even took a nap on the couch just to show that bat that I was not afraid. Night fell. I climbed to bed. I pulled those covers all the way over me so there was no way to get to me. And eventually, I fell asleep. Now, it's been 4 years, and I haven't seen the bat. I haven't smelled its dead carcass. So I can only assume that either it escaped the same way it came back in, or I have lost my ever-loving mind, and I never saw it in the first place, which is what my mother thinks. For my sanity, I hope it's the former. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you want to comment on this episode, please visit writingincolorpodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you love this podcast and want it to continue, you can now support the show with a small monthly donation. For a penny less than a dollar every month, your generous contribution will go towards improving the podcast and production. I know you're thinking, how could it get any better than this? I know, right? I got plans. Any amount you decide is much appreciated. You can cancel anytime. The link to support is in the show notes. Let's stay connected. You can tweet me at Shoshana or stalk me on Instagram at Shoshana Writes. If you want to know when I publish new stories or perform my next story, subscribe to my newsletter at ShoshanaWrites.com. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, stay creative and keep writing.